the journey to Eurosong 2025.
Hi guys, I'm Niall.
Hey, it's Bobby Arlo.
Hey, I'm Aji.
Hello, this is Emmy.
Hi, I'm Railta.
Hi, I'm Samantha Mumba, and you're listening to the Eurovision podcast.
Hello everyone, agus fáilte arás. Hi everyone, welcome back to the Eurovision podcast. It's finally here. It is Friday, the 7th of February, 2025, which means it is Eurosong Day. Connor, we got there. It's here. How are you? Are you excited?
I'm very, very excited. It is the most wonderful day of the year for us, I guess. It has been a long, long road to Eurosong, but we're finally here. We are hours away at this point to finding out who will represent Ireland this year, and I am really, really excited to find out who is going to be flying the flag for us in Basel. How are you feeling about it all?
Great, Connor. Yeah. A bundle of excitement. This time tomorrow at your point of listening, we'll know who our entry is, as you said, who's flying the tricolour in Basel, who is following in the huge footsteps of Bambi Thug. Of course, though, if you can't wait until tonight, I mean, you could check out another little poll that's been going on, a very accurate one with an international jury, an Irish jury, and a whopping public vote, may I say, 1,500 votes from Ireland and all over the world. Yes, the Eurosong Eurovision jury poll 2025. The results have dropped from our recent episode during the week. Connor, what did you make of that result?
It was very interesting. A lot of big points being given across to like all of the acts. You know, a few tiebreakers there, you know, second and third, I think fifth and sixth as well. So, yeah, I think it just shows you how spread out the votes could be this year. And yeah, I always love our jury because I always think it's really, really accurate because you have, you know, a large panel of people you would probably expect to be on a Eurosong panel between the Irish National Jury and the International Jury. And of course, our televote as well, you know, very like Eurosong, unlimited amount of votes, open to anyone. So yeah, I think, you know, we correctly predicted it last year with Bambi Thug and the rest of the results kind of felt very similar as well. Year one of it, we got the top two right. So I think our little poll can be trusted very, very well. And yeah, it's great to see so many people take part in it. And yeah, probably one of the biggest Eurosong polls out there, I think.
Great to see. And I agree with you, Connor. You were saying earlier that it's like the points are so well spread. And for me, that's a big thing, I think, will happen this year. It's so hard. You know, we've had previous Eurosong years where like, people will get a two or a four and it's like, yeah, well done. They're the way weaker songs compared to two or three others. Whereas this year, it doesn't feel like anybody is a placeholder in any position or with any points. It feels as though the juries and, you know, the public vote couldn't decide who to give those top points to, if that makes any sense. It's
absolutely
not so much that any acts have been marked down. It's more that the quality is so strong that the competition is rife between them in terms of who is getting those coveted eights, tens, twelves. And ultimately, of course, the majority, well, I think the maximum amount possible of these points went to our ultimate winner for this year. The winner of the Eurovision Eurosong 2025 vote is Bobby Arlo. Congratulations, woo-hoo, Bobby. Great result for you. I mean, as you said, Connor, last year, we accurately predicted that Bambi Thug would win Eurosong. A lot of other polls didn't. So let's see if that can be matched again this year. But of course, it's so hard, isn't it? Because we haven't seen performances. We posted a fun TikTok yesterday with Alex where the three of us were, you know, trying to sneak into the studios to see the rehearsals. If only we could have been flies on the wall for those.
And when you're so close to like the actual, yo, you're just like, oh, I wish I could just like sneak in the corner and hide and, you know, hide under one of the tables and, you know, record and be like, hey, you know. But I think, you know, it's exciting going into tonight to be like, oh my God, what's going to happen? And, you know, we've obviously seen the pictures. You guys would have seen them at this stage and The set
the strictly embargoed ones.
Strictly embargoed, yeah. We see you. But yeah, no, it's exciting. And I think the more, you know, hyper in Eurosong, the better going forward. And it definitely feels like it. Standing in RT yesterday, talking to the acts, I felt like, oh, this year seems special.
Yep.
This seems special.
After.
So, yeah. I'm looking forward to
it. Even the little round table with Patrick Keelty, like that's well worth a bit of a listen if you have time today. He has so much warmth and enthusiasm radiating from him. I think he's a great host for...
Oh, definitely.
...the Eurosong series. And to add, you were talking about how cool it was to be inside RTE meeting the acts and such. It was also very funny to be outside RTE recording that TikTok that I mentioned, being those like weird, annoying like content creators. We were there like, you know, behind like pillars and behind signs recording things. And we were like, if Michael Keely or any of these RT staff look out their windows, they're going to be like, oh God, Airvision,
go home.
What are they doing out there?
No, honestly. And like, you can't say we don't make unique content. So we're definitely unique. But yeah, no, it's so fun. And like, obviously, thank you to RT for the invitation. Of course, we're always very... honored to go and, you know, interview the acts and be involved. So thank you again to them for the invitation to the press day. And absolutely. Yeah, I can't believe we're only a few hours away. It's so exciting. And yeah, we chatted to loads of the acts yesterday, all six of them. And of course, like you said, Lou, Patrick Keelty. So I guess we'll be here a bit of our chats with all the acts.
Yeah, let's get stuck in.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Airvision podcast. We are here in RTE Studios for Eurosong 2025 and I'm joined by one familiar face and one newbie, but of course we know these two very, very well. Please welcome Aji and Jenny Carr.
Hello Connor, hi.
Hi.
How are you guys? Obviously, welcome back to you, but welcome you. To Jenny, like your little sis. Like.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to be involved this time that he brought me along. Yeah. I'm that annoying little sister that's like me.
It's like when your mum's like, if you're going to go, you've got to take your sister with you too. I was like, fine, she can come. Come on, we're away.
I'm loving your TikToks that you're doing. Are you new here? And, you know, in the airport. So firstly, Aji, how does it feel to be back in the, you know, the studios with Eurosong? Mm-hmm. How are you, you know, getting to grips with it?
It's been really fun. So today's the first day we've been in studio. We've done a rehearsal. That went amazing. Not going to lie, so happy. We were pleased, weren't we?
Yeah, I think we were. Sure.
Yeah, I mean, this time, I think we... there's been like a lot more emotion invested into like, you know, trying to do something, create something. And it's, like I said to you guys before, like it's a more authentic thing we're doing this time. So to then do it and then to watch it back and to see it, I really felt like, that's it. If that's not good enough, then I'm absolutely happy to like just leave it there. But we were proud of what we'd done and... excited to do it tomorrow and hopefully do it really well tomorrow as well. Try not to talk too much today.
He's trying
to
be on
this is a vocal rest. Just,
very good, yeah. Very good. And of course, like this is all new for you. So how is the experience for you?
It's been like amazing so far. I'm like deer in headlights. I'm like, wow, it's awesome. But no, it's just so fun so far. We've had a blast like on the lead up, you know, the rehearsals, the costumes, the glitz, the glam. So I've just been loving every minute.
It was really fun today as well, actually meeting everyone finally, because like you see them all online and they're there and you're like, oh, I wonder what they're like, and then you're like singing their songs and you're like, damn it, I need to get that song out of my head. Then we got to meet them all today, so it's really fun. Everyone's really, really nice. So it's
a difficult question compared to 2023 now. How's the vibes? Are they better? Are they good? Just to be a little controversial.
I'm not going to give you that, Connor. I'm not doing it.
I had to try.
What I will say is the like production wise is so much better.
Really?
The year I did it, we were, it was the floor, we were performing in a corner on the floor. So it's amazing to see that they've got like a stage.
Yeah,
and it's,
really
it's been done a lot better. So it's easier to bring your vision to life, I think. And,
you seem more comfortable this time around, which is good. Good. That's good. And of course, can you give us like any teasers with your staging that you finally got into the studio now? What can you give us?
Yeah, we can say it now, I suppose.
I think so, yeah.
There will be, this is how I'm going to say it. There's going to be a drop.
A drop?
There's going to be a drop.
Oh.
A visual drop. And it's not me on a pole or anything like that.
There'll be a lot of disappointed not people at home.
Party. The after party, I'll do it on a pole, but there will be a drop. Yeah, I'll say that.
Okay, okay. And how are you, like, playing the fiddle, you know?
I am, yeah. I'm a little bit of maybe dancey, a little bit of a jig here and there.
We're intrigued. Well,
you know me, I gatekeep a little bit. I never give
up. You do, and you always have a little surprise. Always a little surprise.
Yeah, yeah. The drop's a surprise this year.
Okay. We're loving it.
Hopefully there's no surprises for me this time.
No.
All on you guys. Everything was intentional.
Good. And like one final question. Obviously we're here now. We talked a bit on the podcast about it, but how much would it mean for you to go to Basel and represent Ireland at the Eurovision?
Yeah, it would be amazing. Obviously, I got to like fantasize about it 2 years ago, and then I'm here again, so I'm going through the whole journey again. But yeah, it'd be incredible. Obviously, I would love to do it. And
it'd be a dream. Yeah, hopefully. Yeah, it'd be super awesome.
Love it. Well, best of luck to you guys tomorrow night, and enjoy every single minute of it.
Thanks, guys. And thanks for all the support. You guys are always the best and amazing. Yeah,
thank you guys so much.
And we are here with someone, I mean, very special, very fashionable. Not only have they topped the Eurovision Eurosong special, if you've listened, but also they're for topping the odds at the minute.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, welcome back. How are you?
So good, nervy shock, but really good. Really overwhelmed. This is crazy. But really happy to meet you guys finally. I feel like we've had a weird online friendship, and it's like weird that I'm actually finally getting to meet you guys. So delighted.
And what have you made of the online reaction? People are going crazy for Bobby Arlo.
I know. As they should, to be honest. I would be crazy about me too. Look at this outfit. Can you see this?
Can we get a full shot?
Look at the boots.
Can you take me through the outfit?
Look at the boots.
Okay, what do we start with? The boots.
The boots, slay.
Okay.
The t-shirt.
Where are they from?
Good question.
My wardrobe. Your closet.
My wardrobe. T-shirts, Ali's wardrobe. Rings, I believe Amazon. Amazon. Gloves, Amazon, poked the hole, got the nails done. The nails.
Very Loreen.
Don't test me. Backstory, I thought Loreen was playing as a special guest, and I tweeted out to everyone in the whole world being like, Loreen! Yeah, and then wasn't a thing. But anyways.
Spreading fake news already. We love it.
Fake news queen.
Okay. And look, you have been absolutely treating the fans. You've been giving us lots of content. We've seen dancers, two girls. Can you tell us more about them? Who are they?
They're two incredible dancers that have the most amazing backlog of work. Like, I mean, West End, Wicked the movie, like, Busta Rhymes.
I'm loving
the jacket. Dale's shouting something at me here, I forgot. Gay. Gay. Both gay. All gay. The whole team gay. All queer. So that's fun.
We love representation.
Representation for me, you know? But yeah, both from London. Well, actually, that's a lie. One of them's from Liverpool. But anyways, live in London. My whole team's like stationed over there, so very exciting. We got Dale behind the camera. He's there. He's my creative director. So we're all a very exciting team, and like the best. What should I say? Like the top of their game of what they do. So if it doesn't pull out, it's rigged.
You heard it here first.
It's rigged.
Can you give us any tiny hints? So we've seen swords.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Just metal, swords, fierceness,
okay.
You know? I don't want to give anything away because then you'll know.
Okay, yeah, we want to keep some surprise.
And I've given so much to the people.
Yeah.
You need to stop bleeding me dry. Let me perform now.
Any final words for your fans?
Love you, Pookies. Love you guys. Vote on the day, because if you don't, then I won't be sent, and then Ireland won't qualify, so send me. Thank you.
And will we see you at the after party?
Yeah, girl. Six Guinness is deep with my top off swinging on the table. That's what you're seeing me.
For real. Last question I have to ask. I'm a Charlie XCX stan, and I know you are too, and you watch the Grammys. You're kind of giving guests right now, actually. I love it. Did you watch the performance? Are you taking anything from Charlie?
I watched the performance. I inhaled the performance. I was going to say something. Can I say whatever?
Whatever.
I was going to say, I sniffed a line off the table of excitement. Do you know what I mean? Love her. Want to meet her. Charlie, love you, babe. You did a great job. The knickers was great, wasn't it? Like, I loved the pants. Alex, the walk on Alex. Please! It should be studied in schools, I fear.
You should get that in the curriculum.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you so much for talking to us today. We'll see you tomorrow. Make sure to vote, guys. Use your vote. This is what democracy is. Although I'm not endorsing any candidate.
Bobby for Basel. Bobby for Basel.
Hell yeah.
Vote.
All right. Thank you.
Knees touching.
We are in RT Studios with none other than Railta. How are you getting on?
I'm amazing. Happy to be here. So excited.
So tell us about last night. I mean, we were only together how many hours ago? 10, 11?
Yeah, not too long ago. Few hungover heads around the place. I see ye.
So can you tell us why it was important for you to put on a show yesterday?
I'm a live musician. I love performing live and having an audience to connect to. And I think my performance last night was the best I've done it so far because I had that audience to connect to. And at the end of the day, for me, it's all about that live performance. So I just wanted to do it as many times. I'm milking it, guys.
Because some people would think, you know, is that a bit of a risk the day before you're performing or doing rehearsals? Did you feel like, no, my voice can take it? Will it add to your performance, do you think, having that in your back pocket?
The thing is about writing your own songs, you can write songs that are easy for you to sing. So I can sing this song sick, well, whatever way. So there's no risk of over rehearsing or anything like that because it's not a difficult song. So write your own songs, guys. Mm-hmm. Or come to me, I write the songs for you. Okay. Perfect. Okay.
Love it. And how are you feeling like going in? It's coming so close. It's crazy. It goes so fast.
Yeah. I'm trying to make this space my space now. That's what I'm focusing on, getting on stage, and this is my arena, welcoming everybody into my world. If you were at the party last night, you'll see we always do set dressing and making the whole place reltified and bringing everybody in, and that's what I'm hoping to do tomorrow night.
Amazing. And look, there will be a special feature in this performance of another rice or basmati from my family. My sister will be joining you on stage.
Yes, amazing. We have Kim and Zoe as our dancers. They're amazing, amazing. They've done such incredible work in 2 weeks. You actually won't even believe it. They're so amazing and divine timing. They came into my life and I'm so excited. Also Instagram. I entered the Eurovision on Instagram. I got my dancers on Instagram. I don't want to support meta, but like this game worked out for me.
And you were wearing a gorgeous dress last night. Are we going to see something similar?
Similar color, similar vibe. Oh. Yeah, different shape. Okay. More like 1950s, but Irish.
And are we going to get some ad-libs?
Ad-libs, I'll have to see. That's the thing about an ad-lib. It comes out when it comes out. Mm-hmm. Well, you're definitely going to get a 10-foot surprise.
Any other exclusives?
There might be a few costumes of storytellers that you might know, very Irish. St. Bridget's spirit will be in the building.
Watch out for that. Thank you so much, Railta, for joining us on Eurovision. Best of luck tomorrow. We know you're going to smash it.
Thank you so much. Bye, guys. Eurovision.
I don't know if I'm falling. Or am I suspended in space?
I am with Irish royalty right now. Please welcome.
She really did.
Please welcome Samantha Bumba.
Thank you so much. It's good to be back in the Eurovision realm of the world. I'm very
It's a crazy world. It's a crazy world.
No, crazy is good. Crazy is very good.
First of all, welcome home.
Thank you.
How are you finding getting back to Dublin?
It's been brilliant. Listen, it's been nonstop since I got back, to be completely honest. Busy, but good busy. It's just brilliant. It's just good being home. You know, even doing the Zoom with you guys, there was not a disconnect, but I was like, I wish I could just be there and have the banter. And, you know, like it's different. So it's nice being home and like meeting people in real life.
Well, it's lovely to meet you.
Lovely to meet you too.
How are you finding the Eurosong world now you're actually here and in it?
So lovely, to be honest, and so supportive. And, you know, like I know it's a passionate world. I know people are passionate about what they like and what they don't like. And I think that's great. I think there's nothing wrong with that. But I have found everybody to be so, so lovely and supportive. Even just being at home and, you know, walking around town, everyone's so just kind of cheering me on. So it's been lovely. It's been really nice.
And preparations, how are they going? Of course, first rehearsals today. Happy with them?
Dress rehearsal. Well, I haven't done my dress rehearsal yet, so mine will be shortly, actually. So I'm actually a little bit anxious. I think I'll feel a lot better when I've done that. It'll just be good to kind of get a few runs of it under my belt and, you know, full costume and all of that stuff. So Yeah, hopefully. I'm cautiously optimistic. Fingers crossed.
And we saw you at the George last week.
Yes.
How did you find performing the song for the first time?
Well, it was the first time performing it, and anything that could go wrong went wrong with my mic, with everything. But I was kind of glad. I was like, well, listen, I'd rather it happen now than on Friday night. So, listen, it was great. It's great being home. It was great to do it. I just felt so bare because I purposely didn't want, you know, kind of to infuse too much of what the performance on Friday is going to be. But it was just great. Listen, the George has been, God, just a staple for me for my entire career. So it was just, it was a lovely kind of, I'm back home, you know, and it felt very supportive and lovely. So,
well, we were there. We thought you were brilliant.
Oh, thank
and
you.
Of course,
thank
like,
you.
It's not a performing place, you know.
Yes.
So I think you sounded brilliant. So don't be too hard on yourself.
Thank you so much.
Visuals then, what can you tease us then that we're so close? Can you give us any bit more information?
We're so close. The visuals, we've kind of, you know, collaborated as much as we can to get what we kind of want, you know. So I'm really, really happy with them. The team that have been overseeing the visuals, we'd given very, very specific notes, and they really took as much of that on board as possible. So I'm excited for the visuals. I just saw the final ones myself last night for the first time.
Happy?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. I love it. And can I just say, I'm loving your other discography as well. Like, I'm obsessed with The Lie right now at the moment.
Oh,
I am loving that song. It's literally like on my on repeat Spotify.
Thank you
so
much.
I'm obsessed with it.
Listen, if the timing had been different and I hadn't released it, that would definitely have been the entrance.
Oh my God, I would have lost my mind.
For sure. But thank you.
Post Euro song then, do you have any more music coming up?
Definitely going to be going with more music. This has definitely kind of just re-inspired me in a major, major way. And I think, and maybe because I'm in the States so much as well and in my own little bubble, I kind of do forget how much support and just love that people have, you know. And I think a lot of my songs are maybe nostalgic for a lot of people too. So definitely going to be getting back in the studio either way. I mean, I have so much stuff that I just haven't released either. And I have some festivals lined up over the summer. I'm going to be doing Mighty Hoopla in London. I'm doing Beyond the Pale here. So it'll be really, really good.
Love it, yes. Love it. And finally, what would it mean to you to represent Ireland? We asked you before, but now you're here in the bubble. What would you say?
Oh, it's just such a hard one because it's so out of my control, you know? And I'm so, there's a part of me that doesn't even want to go there because I don't want to disappoint myself. But it would just, of course, it would mean everything. And I'm sure just as any other, you know, finalist who's here, like, nobody's here just for fun and giggles. Everyone's here because they feel passionately about it and they really want to do it. It would be phenomenal. Yeah.
Well, Samantha, thank you so much for
thank
joining
you
us.
So much.
Best of luck tomorrow night and we'll see you at the after party.
I will definitely see you at the after party.
Best of luck.
Thank you. Aerovision.
I look to your skies, feel your light. So it begins.
Oh, Aerovision.
We found our new jingle.
Yeah, right.
Hello, everyone. What a great way to start. Welcome back. We're here. It's the RTE Eurosong Press Day, and we are with Niall. Welcome.
What's the crack? Cadé and scale. Are you all well? Feeling good?
Tom Gabra, not in your lane.
Not in your life.
How are you? You're here. It's happening.
I know, lads. It has crept up. I had a really odd day of Zen yesterday. Like, I was listening to Enya, I was drinking my honey and lemon tea, and I was just like in my place. And then I was like, it's tomorrow. And I'm glad I done that because I got a really good sleep. And now, as you can might have tell, full of beans, ready for road. I'm in my happy place. I could do this all day, every day.
Absolutely. And please tell us about the look.
Oh my God. So this is from a brand named Solstice, designed by the incredible Megan McGuigan. She's a dear friend of mine, and I saw her work it on the runway in Dublin Fashion Week last year, and when I got the call, I was like, can I please wear one of your pieces? So it's giving pagan cyberpunk druid. Yeah, do you want a little like,
oh,
can you slow-mo that?
Beautiful.
Can you slow-mo that?
Look at stuff.
I'm feeling myself.
I mean, listen, now's the time.
Now is the time. If not now, when? You know?
And okay, so you're looking great, you're feeling great. Yeah. What is the vibe like backstage with everybody?
To be honest, like, everyone is kind of buzzing. I went in and got this all painted on and then just saw the guys there for a really cool photo shoot. But it's really nice to come together. We all like done photos together and there was a lovely sense of like, we're all doing the thing. We're all here, six of us, putting our music forward to represent Ireland on an international scale for 170 million people. Like, that's a special moment. So I think it's a lovely little like acknowledgement of everyone's beauty and excellence and art before we go and enter the Hunger Games, the 69th Hunger Games. What's that? Is that do 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 do? You know. So I'm ready. I'm ready to kill some people.
I never thought Eurosong would be equated to the Hunger Games, but here we are.
I've equated it to the Hunger Games so far, the Gay Olympics, and there was another one as well. Like, but yeah, like.
Are you Katniss Everdeen, or like, what's the vibe?
Good question.
The main girly.
No, I don't think the fellow with the bread. Like, I'd definitely be like the druid in the forest. Like, you know, the guys who cover themselves and they're just like. And let everyone else like just wither away and like kill each other. And then I'm just like, winner.
Love it. Love it. Yeah. And let's talk about your song. Let's talk about the song. Growth. It's had such a good reaction online. People are loving it.
Yes.
How does that make you feel personally as the artist behind it all?
It's really special because I've been releasing music for like, I think it's like my fourth or fifth song. I think Growth is out of the releases that I'm doing. And the reception has been so lovely. And especially with that song, just because it pays homage to our roots in terms of like Irish culture is just really special, so that people are connecting to that and resonating with it is something that's obviously really important to me, and I'm really excited because as with every song and every piece of music, it's subjective, so I know some people aren't necessarily the biggest fan of this, but the people who are, you just have taste. You just know, you just get it, but I'm really excited to perform it on live on stage now, because I think that's, I think I said to you before, that's my happy place. Like, get, like, I was nervous about the journey to where we are today, but now that we're here, the performance part is the part that I'm like, oh, I'm getting the excited butterflies and I'm just ready to fucking do the thing. I don't know if I'm allowed to curse.
Do it. Go blur. For it. And speaking of the performance then itself, I mean, I have two parts of the question to ask you. First of all, we know it's going to be so strong vocally. Firstly, what are you going to do to prepare for the performance? And secondly, can we expect anything different vocally from you? Any ad-libs?
Yeah. Oh my God, yeah. So I love an ad-lib. God, like, I ad-lib for days. So I've kind of done some additional vocal arrangements for the end of the song just to continue that build up. And there's, I think in the radio edit, in the track, there's an instrumental piece towards the end, and that's going to now have a couple of little Easter egg moments. I was singing it the other day, though, and my partner was like, you're singing the end of Burlesque. Do you know the show? It's Burlesque. So I might have to amend the melody a small bit. Or I might keep it in and if people recognize
it. We get a remix and people are like, what's going on?
I'm just going to give you like Christina Aguilera.
And how do you prepare for that? Like, how do you get your voice ready for that kind of strong vocal?
I've been kind of getting vocal training since I was a kid, so I have a load of little like routines and warm-ups and stuff to get me into the zone. And honest to God, honey lemon ginger tea like does the world of wonders if you have it the night before. So she's lubricated, she's ready to go, and now it's just about nailing the performance with my lovely dancers.
I'll remember that before my next karaoke night.
Right. But to know what you're going to say there.
Niall, stop it. But speaking of the performance, dancers,
yes.
Can you tell us more? Teasers, colors, shapes, please.
Yeah. The reveal is going to be, so as you may tell by my get out, I'm inspired by like ancient traditions and mythologies and stuff. So the three dancers are going to represent the fates, the muses, in ancient times, and they're going to tell the story of the life. So birth, growth, destruction. That's all I'm giving you.
Amazing. And yeah. We can't wait to see it. Niall, wishing you the best of luck tomorrow. One last message for our AirVision viewers and listeners.
Oh my God, please vote for me. No, like, honest to God, the song is an absolute banger and the reception has been so lovely. And just to get to the next point would be an absolute amazing dream come true for me. And to kind of represent the ancient powers of Irish music and the modern, cool, vibey Irish music, which is what Growth does, to do that on an international platform. Give it to me, and of course I will give you the lungs of Ireland for days. So you have my grow, you have my love, and thank you for everything so far, but keep it coming. I'm gonna like, look at this, like, it's just made for a bigger stage. It's gonna get longer and bigger, I promise. So vote for me.
He's finished, he's ready. Thank you, Niall.
Thank you, it was a pleasure. Thank so you so much, guys.
Oh.
I am so excited to be joining by our dear friend Emmy. Hello.
Oh, hi guys. Yay.
It's been 12 hours since we saw you last. What were we doing last night, Emmy?
Oh, we were singing and partying and watching Railta. Oh, it was amazing. It was so much fun.
It was so lovely to see you, Emmy, and we are so excited for it to be your turn to sing your song. How are you feeling now that you're here in RTE, in the studios, and it's all becoming real?
Oh, yeah, it's just, as you said, it's getting real now, and I'm so excited. Oh, it's really, really, I'm nervous and excited at the same time, you know. It's amazing. Oh.
And we know you've taken part in Melody Grand Prix in Norway. What do you think so far? I'm sure there's lots of things. What is the main difference you see between the two selections and the behind the scenes?
Yeah, you know, I think until this point, it has been kind of similar with the interviews and rehearsing and all that. But I think the show will be the most different because Eurosong is like a part of another show, you know, and the concept is kind of different. So I think the show will be the most different. Yeah,
absolutely. And we are so looking forward to seeing Like a Party come to life and party with us on stage and across our TV screens. What kind of visuals can we expect to see? I love your beautiful silver top. Oh, and I know you had your lovely silver jacket and it's in all your TikToks. Can we expect that kind of color? What kind of theme vibe on the stage?
Yeah, I think I can spoil that. You can maybe expect some silver.
Yeah.
Yeah, and a bit of like space vibe and astronaut vibes. Oh. Yeah.
So NASA's coming to the Eurosong studios.
You can say that.
and no rocket ships, though. That didn't pass the safety check.
We'll see.
Oh. No. Amazing. And I have to ask you as well, Emmy, how are you finding Ireland? What has been your favorite thing being here so far?
Oh, you know, I love the people and how warm you and have welcomed me. I'm so grateful. And the people and the city has been beautiful. And the food has been amazing. Everything has been amazing.
Amazing. And what is your message to all of your fans out there thinking about voting for you at Eurosong?
Oh, I just wanted to say thank you so, so much for welcoming me and for the love you have shown this song and me. I really appreciate that. Thank you guys so much from the bottom of my heart.
It's been amazing to have you and amazing to meet you. And we hope that you have the best Eurosong experience and we're all wishing you the best of luck at Eurovision.
Thank you so much, guys. Oh, you are amazing.
Thank you, Emmy.
Eurovision. All right, now, ladies and gentlemen, we want to welcome a man from Dundrum County Down. Let's have a welcome for Patrick Keelty.
Last season was my first season and then we actually got somebody to the final and they finished sixth and it was our best performance in years. I think it's the perfect I think it's the perfect platform for Eurovision.
Okay, but, well,
but maybe we could bring it to Castlebar if you have a soft spot for that. I mean, you know, anything that's bigger and better is always fun. You know, I think that tomorrow night though, if you see the audience that we've got, and I don't think you're gonna be short of noise, I wouldn't think, based on last year. I mean, I think there's one or two of you were part of the audience last year. I mean, I'm told pretty much every week I don't sound as good as I should, so you're kind of asking the wrong person. It's look, I mean, you know, the team that put the show together here, and you know, every department in here, you know, I think I'm biased, but I actually think they're world class. I think sometimes whenever you go to big arenas, you can have as much of a problem with the sound as you have in a smaller venue. So,
Louise from the Eurovision podcast, Patrick, it was your first year last year presenting the Eurosong special.
Yes.
And since you've been presenting the Lele show, you've had lots of specials, the toy show, the country special. What makes Eurosong special for you to present?
I think it's because where it ends up. You know, I think that, you know, what's great about the specials that we do is that you're celebrating something which is part of Ireland, which is dear to people's heart. I think this one is different because what we're doing is we're choosing someone to go and represent us and actually go on to the bigger stage. So that was kind of what was cool last year whenever, you know, you saw Bambi before they actually went out to perform, and to see a performer like that kind of, you know, get the confidence, grow the wings and just, you know, go out there and kick ass on a world stage. So I think that's what makes it special, that it's not that the journey ends tomorrow night, it's that that's kind of the start of it. That's a very good question. I think what they'll probably end up doing, if that happens, is that they'll have a Euro host show. We'll do it as a Late Late Show special. I'll probably have to enter. It'll go to a public vote, so the answer is probably no. Of course. You know, I think that all you have to do, sadly, I'm a little bit older than you, and so, you know, I'm not going to look at any people here who might be in the same vintage as me, but you know, I remember when we started to win it and get really good in the 90s, that was the whole thing. You know, do you think we're going to be able to, you know, host it? Do you think we're going to be able to host it 2 years in a row, 3 years in a row? Are we going to run out of money? All of these things. And I think that what ends up happening is it's a showcase for the world, and there's so many eyes on it. And I think if you look at the quality of acts that we have here, if you look at the quality of venues that we have here, if you look at the stuff that's been made here with films and, you know, TV, it's, you know, I have no doubt that if, you know, someone was lucky enough to go there and bring it home, that we'd put on a show. So.
Patrick, Linda Martin is, of course, part of the Interval Act tomorrow night. Last time she was on Eurosong, we had the infamous "You Odious Little Man." will you be able to handle Linda in case that for you?
I mean, to be honest with you, you know, it's not the first time I've been called that. So it's, I think the good thing about these things is that's what you want. Like, you kind of, you know, it's a party. It's, you know, we're always very good here. It's, you know, giving our opinions and stuff, and you know, people can take it on the chin. So yeah, why not? Yeah, I think there is. I think there seems to be a type of song maybe that people seem to like on that bigger stage. I think there's definitely a few that could fit in there. I know, I'm getting your hopes up now.
What a bunch of legends. Like, the cracking interviews we had there. Like, there were so many funny moments throughout.
Bobby and Niall had me in stitches, the two of them. They were howls.
Honestly, they were just so lovely. I loved Aggie's interview. I felt like he was much more comfortable and open this
time
around.
The crack and the banter. Yeah. And having a sister there, she was such a lovely addition.
Samantha was lovely.
Samantha's
so genuine.
Warm. Emmy's so sweet. Yeah. So wholesome. So kind. And then, of course, Railta there with her amazing team. We're such fans of them. Meeting them during the week in Street 66. Great to chat to her again. So, yeah, great bunch of acts. Really this year, Connor, and gosh, I can't believe now at the point of recording of probably the listeners tuning into this, we are hours away. I mean, people are probably going about their normal Friday business, commuting to work or doing your jobs, having your lunch. Maybe
you could be on your way to Eurosong right
to Eurosong.
Now.
Maybe you're waiting for, you know, RT1 to drop. Maybe you're waiting for that 9:30. Five. Oh my goodness, we're lucky enough this year to be able to be in the studio, which is such a privilege. It's always very difficult for people to get tickets, so congratulations if you did manage to nab tickets this year, and if this wasn't your year, I hope you enjoy watching nonetheless, whether you're at home or at the watch party, the OJE watch party in the Odeon. Just have to shout that out if you're free in Dublin tonight. It's worth bopping in to watch with a bunch of other Eurovision fans. But yeah, it's such a lottery getting those tickets. So yeah, real privilege to be there. I'm going to make sure I request a bottle of water before going in, because your gal can't faint this year. But yeah, gosh, it's so up in the air how the results are going to be. I don't know if I can call it.
No.
So hard at this point.
I think it's anyone's to take at the moment. We know what the Eurosong stage can do. And I think it's just going to be a great show overall. You know, that panel that we have. You know, Donal Skehan, Arthur is back this year, Laura Fox, and of course, like, our monarch, Bambi Thug, is going to be on that panel. Interval Acts, you know, Emer Quinn, Linda Martin, and Eve Kavanagh doing a tattoo rendition. Like,
Not Loreen. Spread by Bobby.
Bobby Arlo, you liar.
You a liar, actress.
So it's, it's going to be a great show. I'm really looking forward to it now, and I can't wait to debrief it in a few days' time. But I guess for the moment, in this very short Eurosong Day episode, enjoy the build up, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. And lads, don't miss a thing. Like, make sure you're across all of our socials. Don't forget as well, if you like what we do, you can support us on Buy Me a Coffee. We'd really appreciate it. You can go to buymeacoffee.com/Eurovision, or you can find the link to that in any of our link trees. It just helps to keep us going, helps us to have the right equipment to be able to do things like the Eurosong Press Day is possible to be done well, thanks to support from Buy Me a Coffee and things like that. So thank you if you already have supported throughout the Eurosong season, and thank you if you do in the future. But of course, Connor, we've mentioned the socials, and this weekend is the time for people to find us on socials, right? Where can everyone find us?
Absolutely. We have so much content coming your way, even throughout today. You know, your interviews that you heard during this episode, you'll be able to watch them on our socials throughout the day, and even more content that is exclusive to our social networks. Make sure you're following us on Instagram, Eurovision Podcast. TikTok is Eurovision Podcast as well. We're also on Twitter or X, Eurovision Pod. Make sure you're following us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Just search for Eurovision, and please leave us a 5-star review if you've got the time so other Eurovision fans can find us. If you want to email us, particularly this weekend, we would love to hear your thoughts on Eurosong. You can email us eurovisionpodcast@gmail.com. We're on Blue Sky as well. We're literally everywhere, lads. We say it every episode, but just search Eurovision and you'll see our lovely faces and content on your feed. So make sure you add us and enjoy Eurosong. And I think it's most important to say good luck to all of the six acts competing tonight. Whoever wins will do a great job in Basel, Switzerland. So enjoy the moment. You're in the Eurovision community now forever. So enjoy every minute of it. And I guess for now, Lou, all we got to say is
long a fall.